chapter 10. Moreover, brethren, I would not that ye should be ignorant how that all our fathers were under the cloud, and all passed through the sea, and were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and did all eat the same spiritual meat, and did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. But with many of them God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. Now these things were our examples, to the intent we should not lust after evil things as they also lusted. Neither be ye idolaters, as were some of them. As it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink, and rose up to play. Neither let us commit fornication, as some of them committed, and fell in one day 23,000. Neither let us tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted, and were destroyed of serpents. Neither murmur ye, as some of them also murmured, and were destroyed of the destroyer. Now all these things happened unto them for ensamples, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. Wherefore let him that thinketh he standeth take heed, lest he fall. There hath no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. Wherefore, my dearly beloved, flee from idolatry. I speak as to wise men, judge ye what I say. The cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, is it not the communion of the body of Christ? For we, being many, are one bread and one body, for we are all partakers of that one bread. Behold, Israel, after the flesh, are not they which eat of the sacrifices partakers of the altar? What say I then? That the idol is anything, or that which is offered in sacrifice to idols is anything? But I say that the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to devils, and not to God. And I would not that ye should have fellowship with devils. Ye cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of devils. Ye cannot be partakers of the Lord's table and of the table of devils. Do we provoke the Lord to jealousy? Are we stronger than he? All things are lawful for me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but all things edify not. Let no man seek his own, but every man another's wealth. Whatsoever is sold in the shambles, that eat, asking no question for conscience' sake. For the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof. If any of them that believe not bid you to a feast, and ye be disposed to go, whatsoever is set before you, eat, asking no question for conscience' sake. But if any man say unto you, this is offered in sacrifice unto idols, eat not for his sake that shewed it, and for conscience' sake. For the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof. Conscience, I say, not thine own, but of the other, for why is my liberty judged of another man's conscience? For if I by grace be a partaker, why am I evil spoken of for that for which I give thanks? Whether therefore ye eat or drink, or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God. Give none offense, neither to the Jews, nor to the Gentiles, nor to the church of God, even as I please all men in all things, not seeking mine own profit, but the profit of many, that they may be saved.
I thank the Lord for the day, the moment, and the hour. I pray that he comes in and nurture the spirit. Open us up to receive what is needed to be given to us today. For in the hour, many are troubled. Yet, a lot of people are cool and calm. The battle of the pretty much any and everything. The battle of the senses, the battle of the elderly versus the youth, the battle of he's coughing, he got it, and don't touch me because it transfers the virus. In my area, I'm coming out of Atlanta, Georgia, within the West Quadrant. There are a lot of people that are not actually taking credit cards or debit cards, Apple Pay. They're not accepting it. They're only taking cash. And then there are reports of there being places where they're only accepting credit cards. It may not be that far from me. Excuse me. Whether it is or it isn't, it's the battle of the do's, the don'ts, the who's and the who aren't. Yet, wisdom tells a wise man to be just and kind to his neighbor. Yet, me living in righteousness confines, I would say, and not so much as righteous sake. Because righteous sake is for righteous sake. It isn't for my sake. But to be covered in righteousness can therefore benefit me, and I can fall under the category of righteous sake. Or at least that's just one way that I have been trained to think about things. As far as the nourishment of the word that is given, 10 from the collection of the first of Corinthians. For I was taught early on that if you want wisdom, seek out the book of Proverbs. Sought out the book of Proverbs, gained a lot of knowledge. The old mingled a little bit with the new, kind of like that white with that brown. Fuck you up every time, right? But in what they call or believe to be the new other testimonies, which I see them as a whole, and I don't think that they are the whole collection of, but yet there are some that have been withheld from. And we're gathering back to get what is considered the fullness of thereof. But in the first book of Corinthians 10, which was just written, well, read to us, has enlightened us on a lot of different matters. So I would consider it to be a book of wisdom. One of the things that is being sought out in that book is the humbleness of mighty men. In the time of war, silent weapons for silent wars. The easiest way to hurt a person is to get them to hurt themselves. How do you get a person to hurt themselves? You take away everything that they have ever known. And you give them a reality that is unknown to them. Yet, without them knowing that they were getting trained on how to act the entire time. But the humbleness of mighty men during war can win a lot of favor. For it appears that it is the time of the righteous to take their place for their Lord return. Yet, walking light would be beneficial to you, because there will be people that will seek to be in your presence and that will be just as valuable to you as you are to them. The fullness thereof, to love thy neighbor, is not just a commandment, but it is the fulfillment of godly characteristics, a perfect civilization. If we live in a godly society, this would have never occurred. It couldn't have. Because you wouldn't have to go to work to make money to support your bills, because your work would sustain you. For a man that don't work doesn't eat. But a wise man would not just care enough for his neighbor to see him go with when he is unable to provide for himself, but rather help him to provide for himself. What man wants to take care of another man? Wisdom. For if you know and they don't know, they have to want to know in order to obtain the knowledge that you have to share with them, so that they too can become a soldier on the front line. For who wants to be in battle with a man who does not know what he is fighting for or whom he is fighting against? For there are a lot of people that are hungry at this hour, and they're going about their regular scheduled program as if things are going to be okay. It's not wise to put your faith in man, but rather put your faith in the Lord. Excuse me. For he said that he won't give you no more than you can bear. Let's examine that for a minute. Excuse me again. For the man that created man for the man that created man. For the Lord said that he is not a God, for he is the greatest. He is the Almighty. He himself is the top. No matter where he go, he's always the top, for there is none no greater than him. But yet he made us in his image. Speaking of the deeds of man, a lot of people say, amen, amen, amen. And what do they put their faith and their belief in? Amen. But who is that man? For they say he picked up the cross and he bared it for us. Naysayers. Well, yet here I am too to blame. I don't know about you, but if he bared that cross for me, I want the things that he would have to bear on my account to be as light as possible. Because that's just me showing him how much I appreciate what he did for me. So the commands of the Lord. The commands. For thou shalt. And thou shalt not. For in a time of unlawliness, people are going to go to unlawly people for unlawly things because they know that you're about that life. People that are unlawly are not going to look for righteous people. And in unlawless hour, they're going to do unlawless things. For the righteous are going to gather with the righteous. The unlawliness is going to look for the righteous when things are no longer going in the ways in which they feel that they should no longer go. But who am I to judge the ways of a man? For who a person appears to be outside in society, and who they are inside of their house are two totally different people. For I don't know what a person do behind their closed doors. But I am thankful in this hour for all of those that allow me in their presence today. For Lord, I thank you for the opportunity to be before your presence today by way of Yahweh Shai. Just thought that I'd bring a little something to you edifying today. You know, we're going to get into some more things. But, you know, let's go ahead and let's take this news break. See what it is. I'm extremely thankful for the person that has provided that nice little radio clip there. You know what I'm saying? That's a good little jam now. I'm digging it. I personally believe, am one of those that believe that anything that you do and you do it unto the Lord, you should give your all in it. Otherwise, it ain't no point of doing it. Even if you're not going to do it unto the Lord, you should give your all. And right now in this news hour, let's talk about it for a minute, man. You know what I'm saying? See, those that are in power right now, they doing the best that they can. They going in. And you know what? Despite the circumstances and situations, you gotta give it to them. Because they go hard. Now I know people that are in the Lord and they go hard. But just looking at all this collectively, we ain't going harder and hard like how they going hard. They going hard. And the reason that I bring that up and say that the way that I say that is because it's time for us to learn from them and what they're doing. In the time of Babylon, I was one that has always believed in quality over quantity. But as I accumulate quantity, you're gonna see a difference in quality. Because that's what it's about. It's about getting better. Not because you want money or to live a social living status, but because that's what you do. Otherwise, don't do it. Because there's people out there like me who go hard at every single thing that they do. They really do. And a matter of fact, I think the people that go hard on behalf of the Lord deserves a round of applause. And that's just real. Because they deserve that. After doing a welfare check today, I was able to gather information from some connections that I have from different points on the globe. I'm blessed to have connections with some people that are in the Asian Pacific. The report from what I'm getting over there is that things are escalating at an intensive rate as far as what is being told to them. Some of the numerological numbers that I have received that they given me from the count that they had seem pretty questionable. And that's from the Asian Pacific, but also the information that I received from that part of the earth is that the government has officially shut down marketplaces, and that's as far as food, and pretty much nothing else matter when they pretty much shut down the food, because the money is pretty much what it is right now. We're going to get into that a little later. But the food, you know, so the marketplaces have been shut down for 3 days as far as the government is concerned. That's something that we should definitely put on our radars, our antennas, because if it started there and that's happening there, you can expect that here soon. Also have a point connect in Europe, in Italy, actually, and we can see what the mainstream is telling us about that, them pretty much being the leading case, as far as, and I let them continue with that, as it breaks, But from what I'm being told over there, as far as them and their family, they are blessed. None of them don't have anything. As far as the testing is going over there, it's serious. So that itself has been confirmed. And so they are doing well. I pray that the Lord continues to bless them, their circumstance, the situation. And I also have a point in Africa, in the middle region, you know, the heart of it, and Nigeria, actually. And from what they're saying over there, things are pretty manageable, but still taken serious, you know. A lot of lockdowns there as well, you know, not as severe as in the Asian Pacific. You know, it's pretty serious in Italy. It is massive precaution in Africa. And as we approach the States, in the Northern Hemisphere, the reports from all of those that were given on the day before, checked in with some of them. Big ups to a call from an uprising, gave me some real breaking news, broke on his channel as far as Philadelphia Police Department. Are pretty much relieving certain low-risk social crimes or civil crimes. Some that he mentioned were burglary, vandalization, burglary of commercial properties, you know, looting, because they don't want the police to be infected, stop the spread of the virus. New York, lockdown, pretty much. Government signed over the approval. So, you know, they're getting in to dangerous territory now, because they have officially allow what some people would consider the anti-military to come in and begin taking precaution. Washington, D.C. And I believe that there was another one. And I would think that that would be out west, but I'm not sure at the moment. So I'm sure it'll be confirmed sooner or later, whether it's by me or the main sources. We shall surely see, though, and take those things into consideration as well, because those are things that should definitely be considered. And so with that, let's go into the next part of our segment, the edification of the word.
Chapter 15. And I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, seven angels having the seven last plagues, for in them is filled up the wrath of God. And I saw, as it were, the sea of glass mingled with fire, and them that had gotten the victory over the beast, and over his image, and over his mark, and over the number of his name, stand on the sea of glass, having the harps of God. And they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, Great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints. Who shall not fear thee, O Lord, and glorify thy name? For thou only art holy, for all nations shall come and worship before thee, for thy judgments are made manifest. And after that I looked, and behold, the temple of the tabernacle of the testimony in heaven was opened. And the seven angels came out of the temple, having the seven plagues, clothed in pure and white linen, and having their breasts girded with golden girdles. And one of the four beasts gave unto the seven angels seven golden vials, full of the wrath of God, who liveth forever and ever. And the temple was filled with smoke from the glory of God, and from his power, and no man was able to enter into the temple till the seven plagues of the seven angels were fulfilled.
So as far as those in the walk of truth are concerned, what are the takes on the matter? It's one that we should definitely consider and not take lying down. In all seriousness, simply because there are those that have been in war and that understand chemical warfare. And this could very well be that. A virus. But what is that virus? It's a good question. A lot of people would consider it to be a lot of different things. But I know that fear, and fear itself, it's not always the best thing to have in moments like this. We'll get into that in a moment. Back at you in a minute.
He got the whole world running. He ain't using no pump. For shooting niggas in the back. Get smacked. He ain't no motherfucking pump. Speak up with the motherfucking issue. Don't nobody hear you. Know why? Cause you a motherfucking nigga. And the world like to get you. Jump. When the white man say jump. Cause you ain't cutting no checks. So in his eyes, you a pump. Black girl got junk in the trunk. And the boss wanna hump. What you do? Keep making that money. A walk out, you ain't selling your loving. Hold your head up high and thank the most high, cause they can't disgrace your name in public. Whole world fucked up from faggot bricks to foreign clicks. They call it white side of hushling. He got the whole world running. He ain't using no pump. For shooting niggas in the back. Get smacked. He ain't no motherfucking pump. Speak up with the motherfucking issue. Don't nobody hear you. Know why? Cause you a motherfucking nigga. And the world like to get you. Whole world running, he ain't using no pump. For shooting niggas in the back, get smacked. He ain't no motherfucking pump. Speak up with the motherfucking issue. Don't nobody hear you. Know why? Cause you a motherfucking nigga. In the world, like to get you. Come on, please change this goddamn episode. Cause I'm tired of seeing my people getting dead rose. They took your years and gave you bunnies. Playing with your soul, but do you manage it? Nope. And there it goes. Is on a different degree. See the police ain't killing like me, cause I walk with B. And pray that he walk with you, me, and babies. And take care of the elderly and people for cleansing the wicked streets. You mad, you mad, you mad, you mad, yeah, you mad, oh, you mad, where you mad, oh, you mad, you mad, you mad, you mad, oh, you mad, why you mad, you mad, you mad, oh, I'm glad. World running, he ain't using no pump. For shooting niggas in the back, get smacked. He ain't no motherfucking pump. Speak up with the motherfucking issue. Don't nobody hear you. Know why? Cause you a motherfucking nigga.
and the world like to get you. You got the whole world running, and he ain't using no pump. Fuck you niggas in the back, get smacked, you ain't no motherfucking pump. Speak up, what the motherfucking issue? Don't nobody hear you, know why? Cause you're a y'all precious eye. And they why the whole world trying to get you.
Well, you know, tomorrow will officially be Monday morning. And for a lot of people, that is a real good thing because the markets will be opening. See how the world economy is doing then. You know, I'm no economist or anything, but one thing that I know for sure, that the airports are shutting down. Sure, trains have stopped. Before the airport shut down, the president has already notified us and let us know that the shipping of cargo ships would be at an all-time low right now. Now all we need is for the truck drivers to stop going to work. And you think that it is chaotic now? As far as business goes, the way it is conducted will never be the same. They call it COVID-19. The coronavirus has officially put the world on lockdown. For many, it is an extremely difficult time, because you work so hard . The Lord said that in the last day people would be buying, selling houses, they would be getting married, they would be graduating college, they'll be building, talking about their works, man. Them folks still building. The Rebels and the Raiders are in Sin City and they still building. For Satan fell like a bolt of lightning. I had to sound the shofar a little earlier. For the elders have requested that we sound our horns. For I too shall sound my horn. And what they call the building, such as the Opus, in the land of lost, I say the fallen angels. Yet they still go. But in all honesty, you truly have to admire it, for it is remarkable what they're doing. It's far more grander than what the chosen have done. And I'm not just giving them kudos because they deserve kudos, because they don't. I'm highlighting what they've done, so that you can learn from it, I can learn from it, we can pull from it, and build righteously unto the Lord. Because that's the goal. That's the plan. Otherwise, without that, we're absolutely nothing. We have nowhere to go. Can't run out of space. He's the Lord of everything. The nows, the evers, the forevers, the nevers, the would-bes, the wannabes, the land of gummy trees and pink leaves, I guess. But what I know is, he is what he is, and I don't guess on that. Never have, never will. Let's get into the other part of this revelation. We done went from 15, now we're going to go to 17. Let's see what he got to say.
Chapter 16. And I heard a great voice out of the temple, saying to the seven angels, Go your ways, and pour out the vials of the wrath of God upon the earth. And the first went and poured out his vial upon the earth, and there fell a noisome and grievous sore upon the men which had the mark of the beast, and upon them which worshipped his image. And the second angel poured out his vial upon the sea, and it became as the blood of a dead man, and every living soul died in the sea. And the third angel poured out his vial upon the rivers and fountains of waters, and they became blood. And I heard the angel of the waters say, Thou art righteous, O Lord, which art, and wast, and shalt be, because thou hast judged thus. For they have shed the blood of saints and prophets, and thou hast given them blood to drink, for they are worthy. And I heard another out of the altar say, Even so, Lord God Almighty, true and righteous are thy judgments. And the fourth angel poured out his vial upon the sun, and power was given unto him to scorch men with fire. And men were scorched with great heat, and blasphemed the name of God which hath power over these plagues, and they repented not to give him glory. And the fifth angel poured out his vial upon the seat of the beast, and his great kingdom was full of darkness, and they gnawed their tongues for pain, and blasphemed the God of heaven because of their pains and their sores, and repented not of their deeds. And the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates, and the water thereof was dried up, that the way of the kings of the east might be prepared. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon, and out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. For they are the spirits of devils working miracles, which go forth unto the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty. Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. And he gathered them together into a place called in the Hebrew tongue Armageddon. And the seventh angel poured out his vial into the air, and there came a great voice out of the temple of heaven from the throne, saying, It is done. And there were voices and thunders and lightnings, and there was a great earthquake, such as was not since men were upon the earth, so mighty an earthquake and so great. And the great city was divided into three parts, and the cities of the nations fell, and great Babylon came in remembrance before God to give unto her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath. And every island fled away, and the mountains were not found. And there fell upon men a great hail out of heaven, every stone about the weight of a talent. And men blasphemed God because of the plague of the hail, for the plague thereof was exceeding great.
For the first shall be last, and the last shall be first. The Lord created the beginning from the end, and the end from the beginning. What he done then, he will do now. For he don't change. He forever stays the same. See, we like to complicate things. We like to insult him by telling him what he's done. It's not good enough for that. We can do better. What an insult it is. But yet I ask my king to have mercy on me You know, so who am I? I'm just a blind man as well. I can't see, you know. But once more, I thank the Lord for the day. I thank you for the hour, the moment that we had an opportunity to spend with one another. Judgment, battle of Armageddon, the one that we're going to see ourselves. You know, for so long, people have been going to the eye doctor, I believe they call them the optometrist, to get our eyes checked. And they would always say perfect eyesight is 20/20 vision, right? I think that was giving us a code early on, that 20/20. Last year, around this time, Donald Trump gave a 400-year speech, 2019. March 19 was the first day of spring for 2020. Here we are, just a couple of days in, looking at the world as far as where we stand in March 22nd, at 11:30. That would be p.m. But we have to start training ourselves for the military time. 23:30. You know, because there's 24 hours in a day. Because when things stop, everything's going to be military time. New York's gone live. Washington gone live. Philly gave their warning about going live. Go and check out Kyle for an upright. Check them out. Bit Jude, I stopped in early, man. I seen you was going live. I wanted to get that love. Was doing live on my own. Wasn't able to check it out. Gonna go back, check it out. Uncle Yash, what's happening? Keep doing what you do. Unplug them. You know, these are people that I fuck with on a daily. Well, not on a daily, but I fuck with them daily in my life, you know, one way or another. You know, but have had an opportunity to reach out to you, the brothers, work with them one way or another. Stay constructive. Keep your mind going. Get into the word. The words that I gave to you, the first one that we opened with was 1 Corinthians chapter 10. You can check out the whole book of Corinthians 1 and 2. They'll do you great good. Revelations was the second two, chapter 15 and 16. We're going to close with the book of Isaiah, because the whole purpose of this message today was to give strength and empowerment, and to encourage everyone to keep going and doing great works unto the Lord. For everything that you're doing to the Lord shall not go in vain. As far as the player on Muwap Live, cause we ain't going live. These uploaded shows, baby. We ain't live. But whether or not we'll be able to live, shall shall tell. For the Sabbath is surely approaching. On my site, Ariel Real, that's ARIOREL.com. You can download these shows and they should be able to play faster. Far as the playlist over here on this end, you know, love the ambiance. Love it. Playlist a little slow. A lot of work needs to be done. Whether or not we'll be able to develop and build it out, at this time, I don't see it being so. But it is useful. There's a lot of things that I'm able to plug over there. So as far as that Call for an Uprising video, as far as Philadelphia, I'm going to plug it there. It's going to be next to the Muwap magazine page. You'll be able to collect that, go straight to that video on his YouTube, as long as it stay up. That'll definitely be there. Appreciate everybody tuning in once again. ArielRail.com, you can download the show, they'll pull up fast as well. So as they get posted here, they'll be posted there as well. Running a new campaign, was able to stretch the marketing budget and just obliterate it. Had a marketing budget and just completely got rid of it all. And that's a great thing as far as this venture here goes. And the campaign is everything is questionable. From here on out, everything is questionable. So being able to put that marketing up, looking forward to that, because I really did stretch that as much as I could. Looking forward to that. seeing that go up across, you know, that really brings joy to my heart. But with peace and blessings, may the Lord bless all. We're going to shine the shofar once more going out. We're going to end with Isaiah 40. Yeah, that's it, right? Great spirit, strength, you know, taking our golden hour and being able to empower another. For this is the time, the moment, the day, and the hour that the Lord has made. Blessings, peace, and love to everyone. For this is the word. May it edify you, and we out.
Chapter 40. Comfort ye, my people, saith your God. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem, and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned, for she hath received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins. The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. The voice said, Cry. And he said, What shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all the goodliness thereof is as the flower of the field. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. Surely the people is grass, the grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. O Zion, that bringest good tidings, get thee up into the high mountain. O Jerusalem, that bringest good tidings, lift up thy voice with strength, lift it up, be not afraid. Say unto the cities of Judah, Behold your God. Behold, the Lord God will come with strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm, and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young. Who hath measured the waters in the hollow of his hand, and meted out heaven with a span, and comprehended the dust of the earth in a measure, and weighed the mountains in scales, and the hills in a balance? Who hath directed the Spirit of the Lord, or being his counselor hath taught him? With whom took he counsel, and who instructed him, and taught him in the path of judgment, and taught him knowledge, and shewed to him the way of understanding? Behold, the nations are as a drop of a bucket, and are counted as the small dust of the balance. Behold, he taketh up the isles as a very little thing, and Lebanon is not sufficient to burn, nor the beast thereof sufficient for a burnt offering. All nations before him are as nothing, and they are counted to him less than nothing and vanity. To whom then will ye liken God, or what likeness will ye compare unto him? The workman melteth a graven image, and the goldsmith spreadeth it over with gold, and casteth silver chains. He that is so impoverished, that he hath no oblation, chooseth a tree that will not rot. He seeketh unto him a cunning workman to prepare a graven image that shall not be moved. Have ye not known? Have ye not heard? Hath it not been told you from the beginning? Have ye not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is he that sitteth upon the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers, that stretcheth out the heavens as a curtain, and spreadeth them out as a tent to dwell in, that bringeth the princes to nothing. He maketh the judges of the earth as vanity. Yea, they shall not be planted, yea, they shall not be sown, yea, their stock shall not take root in the earth. And he shall also blow upon them, and they shall wither, and the whirlwind shall take them away as stubble. To whom then will ye liken me, or shall I be equal, saith the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high, and behold who hath created these things, that bringeth out their host by number. He calleth them all by names, by the greatness of his might, for that he is strong in power, not one faileth. Why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest, O Israel, My way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God? Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary, there is no searching of his understanding? He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might he increaseth strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint.